assembly. If you do not do so, you may be arrested. You may also be subject to other police action, including the use of kinetic energy projectiles and chemical agents.
Dozens of nuclear abolitionists gathered at the west entrance of the Lawrence Livermore Laboratories for the 80th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima. The U.S. remains the only nation in the world to drop a nuclear bomb on another country, its nuclear arsenal now being researched, tested, and developed in Livermore. About 9 activists were cited by police who threatened them over a bullhorn with the use of pepper spray, projectiles, and other weaponry, all elders holding hands for a world free from nuclear weapons.
Tear gas, OC, pepper spray, 40-millimeter sponge rounds, irritant-filled projectiles, and 12-gauge beanbag rounds. Use of these devices could result in serious injury.
Patricia Ellsberg, wife of the late whistleblower and non-nuclear proliferation advocate Daniel Ellsberg, was among those to speak out.
It's insanity. We're in the grips of a violent, not necessary system of spending trillions of dollars to become less secure. And not just us, but life itself. What is going on here? And we're the odd men out. We're the ones getting arrested. I mean, come on. let's wake up.
Tyco drummers commemorated the bombing 80 years ago on August 6, 1945, that killed 140,000 people. And a second bomb on Nagasaki days later that killed 70,000 more Japanese and the lasting impacts of radiation. Activists also commemorated the U.S. government's testing of nuclear weapons on indigenous lands in the decades that followed. Cheryl Spencer is co-chair of Disarm, End Wars Committee of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, U.S.
I'd like to remember the victims of radiation. That is not just Alamogordo, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, but it's also the victims of nuclear testing in the Marshall Islands and several other places around the world. Those affected by uranium mining, particularly on Navajo land and other indigenous places around the world. There are so many parallels regarding 80 years ago and today. Right now we're seeing a rise of fascism. The bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki are reflected today in an increasing arms race.
The 80th anniversary of Hiroshima comes as the U.S. is planning to ramp up plutonium production and testing. That includes plans for an increase in shipments of plutonium from Los Alamos, New Mexico, through communities in the Southwest to Livermore, California. The Livermore Labs already has an estimated 1 ton of weapons-grade plutonium and highly enriched uranium, according to the Project on Government Oversight. Plutonium is a highly radioactive pollutant, its exposure known to cause cancer of the lungs, bones, and liver, particularly if inhaled. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office this year estimated the cost for the nuclear buildup would reach nearly $1 trillion over the next decade, $946 billion between 2025 and 2034, $95 billion a year on average. It's a 25% increase in nuclear spending compared to a 10-year projection from just 2 years ago in 2023. Many speakers noted that money could go to house the homeless, feed the poor, and provide health care.
7.2 million Californians who are poor, low wealth, living on the street, and homeless. They are across the rainbow. And many of those folks are veterans, suffering from PTSD. If the money that they spend on nuclear weapons and other forms of death and destruction were spent on vets, spent on housing, spent on food, many of the issues we have would not be.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.